It's late in the morning of day 11 after my arrival in Rome when I'm awoken by the sound of Leo coughing and grunting. I've been asleep in the chair under the window, my head on one armrest, my legs dangling over the other. "I'm here, Leo," I call. I'm not sure if he can move his neck, so I lean over the bed as soon as I reach it. I see frustration in his wrinkled brow, so I fumble for his glasses. It's a relief to finally slip them back onto his face. Now that the swelling and bruising is fading, he's looked so strange without his trademark tortoiseshell frames. I see his pupils shrink and expand as he adjusts to the lenses again, and then his gaze fixes on mine. I offer a smile, but it's weak and wobbly because I'm too scared to even breathe. At first, Leo doesn't react at all, and for a moment I feel the crushing swell of disappointment in my chest. What if this is as good as it gets?